Hello and welcome to Wonder Pod, episode 292, take two. That's right, we had a bit of a kerfuffle last week, which I will explain in a little more detail here in a minute, but let's do the intro thing. Joining us this week, as he always does, it's John.
Hey everybody, I am ready to go on vacation on Sunday to sunny Jamaica and soak up some rays. Burn up my skin a little bit because I don't really tan that well, and have a good time.
Also joining us this week, as he always does, it's Glace.
Hey, I'm not going to Jamaica. That was my intro.
Your tether fucked you there. Do it again.
No, I was just saying I'm not going to Jamaica. I sound slightly jealous.
I like tropical islands well enough, but the prices they charge for everything really does the Scottish part of me in.
Well, I mean, you can get down south somewhere for a pretty decent price. I mean, Jamaica is known to be a little more expensive than say Cuba or Dominican Republic, but it's a nice spot. We were there a couple of years ago and we had a great time.
Yeah, I think Cuba's still legally verboten for us dirty Americans.
True that.
I don't know how much longer. They're going to... I almost want to go see Cuba just because it's so...
I really do.
Yeah.
That's in like my top two places to go to. If I had to go out of the country right now.
Where else could you see a 57 Chevy Bel Air that's actually still in original condition and it's had like 47 different motors put in it?
I was there a couple of years ago myself, and it's an interesting place. It's like walking into a time warp.
Yeah. I mean, even China has modernized some. North Korea is just a dump, which is horrible for its poor people, but somehow Cuba has been able to just kind of freeze itself like almost post-revolution. You know, there's obviously modern touches. They do have television and internet and obviously heavily controlled, but I'm not very impressed with the Castro's improvements on human rights, but at the same time it was just time to be done with all the nonsense of the last 40 years to a point.
Have you read about their black market internet?
Oh, I don't doubt it's spectacular, but no, I have not.
It's on USBs. So like you go around and you have black internet like service providers, and like these people will download like that week's top articles, you know, or videos and whatever package you want to get, and it's on a big USB, and then they deliver it to your house, and so you have the news for that week or for last week's news. And then once you're done, you ship back your USB to these black market guys, and they re-upload the new stuff.
What was that? I can tell you one thing that I read about North Korea that blew my mind. You remember when WCW went to North Korea, John?
They went to where?
North Korea.
North Korea?
I don't know if they went as an official WCW, but Eric Bischoff and a few wrestlers went there for some reason, and I'd have to dig his book out of my bookcase to figure it out. But he talks about that they were there, and he went to go for a run because he's a runner. That's how he got exercise back in those days. Probably still does. Except he didn't do it. He lost his chaperones, and it was not good. But it was also very interesting listening to him talk about what he saw while he was run. It might have been China, but I'm fairly certain it was North Korea.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't say Russo, did I? I said the right one, didn't I?
I think you said Bischoff.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Fuck Vince Russo. We should send him to North Korea. Wrapped in the American flag.
Wow. Collision in Korea, World Championship Wrestling, and New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. Yeah, they went.
Wow, I didn't even know about this.
That's how they got around it, is they went with New Japan Pro.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in hell Turner could have got away with it, given the sanctions and things we have.
Oh, I think I've heard of this, but I didn't realize that's where it was.
Yeah.
Inoki against Flair, and yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what you think of Bischoff, just for his insight onto that, his book is worth getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it called? Money creates controversy, or controversy creates cash. Controversy creates cash, I think is what it's called. It's the only time I've overspent or paid over way over retail in an airport bookstore, and I've only done it a couple times, and the book was really worth even paying double for it. I think I picked that up in Chicago. I'd run out of books to read, and I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, and that was in the days before internet was a definite could-do thing on the plane when you're once you're up to cruising altitude.
Mm.
And so I just bought the book. It was just when it first came out in paperback, so it had been out a bit, but...
Interesting factoid, Collision in Korea is one of 16 pay-per-view events that is not available on the WWE Network.
Yeah, that could be due to sanctions and political things involving North Korea, would be my guess. I would be surprised if the WCW archive actually had a copy of it. New Japan Pro might, but even the previous dictator in Korea was as iron-fisted as his dumbass son, so I know the internet. I bet you could find it if you really wanted to. But yeah, but just the fact that, you know, you hear a first-person account about, like, what Glacier's talking about with USB black market internet, you know, that, like, he saw one of the much talked-about radios that literally only has one channel. That's the state-run channel, and that's it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in the Western world talking about oppression needs to just read up on North Korea a little bit to feel better about their situation. I'm not saying that some forms of oppression don't happen in the West, but you want to talk fucking just no clue, you know?
Yeah.
Moving on to a somewhat happier topic, we obviously didn't do a show last week, which these days, after 6 years of this, or going on our sixth year of this, doesn't generally upset me a shit ton, except for the fact that I waste my co-host time, which I never like doing, and you fine audience members don't get a show. But it's also, I thought, kind of probably time, after 5.5, 6 years, to explain that sometimes there just ain't fuck all you can do on the internet. You know, I do YouTube stuff, I do, obviously, the WonderPod Online website, you know, I make sure that doesn't fall over on its side. It's not top-notch by any stretch. I, you know, edit this podcast. And there are just times where you just get gremlins. And I felt doubly bad for Mr. Kehoe because his internet had a little bit of an issue last week, which had nothing to do with us not recording. But it's just one of those cases of where the software we use occasionally decides to play an April Fool's joke. I also didn't realize it was April Fool's Day when we were recording, so maybe that was the software's April Fool's joke. You know, and there's nothing you can do about it. I read up on it. I took all the precautions you can take, but there's legitimately no fix for this software just fucking up and giving us a MP3 file that says 0 bytes. That's what it gave me. So, you know, as I told these guys pre-show, we've maybe had 4 to 6 of these gremlins where a show didn't go out in the span of time and number of shows we've done. I'm going to be okay with that. But we do apologize for not getting you a show last week. Hopefully that won't happen again. Although, Glace, aren't you starting night classes next week?
I'm starting April 18th.
Oh.
So the Thursday after the 18th.
Oh, good. So we will be able to do a 2-man show next week.
Hey, yeah, I'll be here.
Pulling the curtain back. Listen to us plan. This is about as prepared as we are ever too. So last week, the only thing we're going to do rerun on, which nobody likes doing. Not in the history of anything on the internet I've done. Unless you're doing some kind of scripted machinima, nobody likes trying to do a topic over again. It's probably one of the easiest things to induce frustration and rage that doesn't involve somebody being trolled. But we did talk about Miitomo, which I was calling Miboto, last week. I've been corrected every fucking time I say it wrong, so I give it up. That's just it. These grammar Nazi fuck faces and people who have to make sure everything's so perfect and correct. You can't have fun with anything. I know it's Miitomo, you fucking knobheads. I just like saying Miimoto. Only like this. Miimoto! So, we all three of us, because it was simultaneously released on both platforms, which, well done, and this will be a bit of a rerun, guys. I originally only downloaded it because I was convinced that Nintendo was as stupid as everybody else and just released for iOS first, and then us poor bastards on Android, we're going to have to wait some period of time, even though it's 2016 and it's painfully obvious Android's not going away at this point. But I'm glad I downloaded it. We all three seem to enjoy it. I do have a little bit of a concern, Glacinator. You look like you're wearing a donut and underpants. I thought my hot dog thing was going to be the weirdest. It looks like somebody...
I'm a baguette.
I know.
Baguettes.
I saw your back and forth with Mr. Pac-Man, but it looks like somebody crammed you headfirst into a large donut and then tore your pants off you.
I mean, that may have been what happened. I may not be able to comment on that, but no, I like it. It looks like I'm a mascot for France, you know? People, like, if every country had, like, a mascot fight, you know, that would be France's mascot.
People say, I'm fucking weird. Of course, I'm wearing a hot dog suit. John's the most normal of the Miitomos. Pat was in his underwear the other day.
Oh, yeah, I have a screenshot I should send you guys. It's like, Pat walked in with no, like, clothes on, just his underwear and cat ears on, and he's talking to me in the baguette suit. He's making, like, a sexy face. It's a very interesting moment, so I'll send that to you guys.
I check into it, you know, like at least once a day, but unless there's a really well thought out question, I can't answer the question seriously. beyond me to be able to. It just doesn't feel right being serious about it. Plus anybody that's my friend, there might be two or three of people on my friends list of Miitomo that I don't know super well, or I haven't at least played video games with. Like a lot of people are from MMO clans and guilds I was in, plus you guys, obviously. You guys probably know me far better than you ever wanted to. But it just doesn't feel right to answer. There's a few of them that it's like, okay, this is an opportunity for me to say something and say, hey, this is, you know, like I got more comments on my VR seems to be the thing lately. And in my world of social media and stuff, that's what a lot of people are talking about, you know, but a lot of the rest of them just can't be bothered.
Yeah, I mean, it's at heart a silly app, you know, you're wearing silly clothes and making silly faces, but then out of left field, they'll like throw you like the most like intense, like psychiatrist question, you know.
Yeah,
they'll be like, oh, like, what's your favorite food? Or like, what did you do for dinner yesterday? And it's like, what is the meaning of life? And like, what does family mean to you? Just like, Jesus. I don't know if I want to answer this, you know. I might reveal something about myself.
Well, with certain parts of them, I'm okay with revealing things about myself. I don't care, but some of them are exactly what you're talking about, like deep philosophical Jack Handy type stuff. And look at me, I'm wearing a fucking hot dog costume. Which used to be Pat's thing. I'm surprised he hasn't mentioned to me, because he was the hot dog for years on Xbox Live.
He was, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. And I have now stolen it. Good luck getting it back, bitch. Just because I couldn't. It was the only one I really liked. I didn't see the nude baguette fucking French pole dancer. I'd gone with that. John actually stole it.
If only.
Hey, I even colored, but you know it's funny, Glace. I actually am more comfortable with answering deep questions that would reveal personal insights than I was having those two photos of me slurping beer, for lack of a better term, posted on my private Facebook timeline. And legitimately, there's nobody on my friends list that I don't know at least somewhat well. So. Questions have always been okay, much better to me than. But again, it's like you said, it's the ridiculousness of it. I don't know, John, what have you, you know, like I noticed that Pat was saying that his son wants to go visit the baguette boy. I'm wondering how many different fucking bad jokes I can get out of this before it's over. Thank you, Glacinator. Find a new weird costume for next week.
A weekly
yeah,
dress change.
A weekly bad costume so I can make bad jokes. Has Peter shown any interest in it, or have you just kind of been just keeping, or what have you been doing with it, I guess would be the simplest fucking thing to say.
Well, I showed it to him a couple of times, and he thought some things were funny, some of the expressions and stuff, but I mean, he didn't really get that much out of it. And for myself, I've been playing it, I probably log in once a day, or maybe every second day, and checking out the questions, picking up my rewards, you know, the coins and bucks and candy and stuff, and I've played that Miitomo drop game a couple times. I've been trying to get the ninja sword on the new one that came out. The new.
I got it today.
Yeah, it did. Oh, I
you
got
when you drop the person. Actually, won it with you. The claw person was dropping you actually. But you got to go to the right a little bit, and you have to make it hit that triangle edge, and then it bounces off that into the middle platform.
Ah, okay. I'll have to try that out.
How do you get to this fucking claw thing? I keep hearing about it, but nobody explains to me. Do I have to? Is this something?
When you go to the shop, you can like buy clothes there. But if you scroll down, they have like the clothing of like the week things. And it's like these big bubble text things you can click, and it's like that's where I got the baguette suit from. There was like a bread theme, and then there was a flower theme, and now there's a ninja theme.
Right. Yeah, I'm seeing that.
And you just click on those, and then you click on whichever one you want to do, and it should bring you to the claw game.
Oh, Pinko game. What do I feel like going with? I was a ninja for a while on Xbox Live. It is kind of ridiculous, though, how full-grown adults, sorry, let's just get over ourselves, male or female, don't fucking matter, act completely ridiculous. Like, I used to get a kick out of fucking putting clothing or unlocking clothing in video games for my Xbox Live avatar. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake. But who cares? It's silly, it's ridiculous, but it's fun, and it's keeping me off the streets. Yeah, there's just not outside of... Well, no, actually, Miitomo's not, because it's mobile. So I could do it in the middle of the streets. I actually should do that, like, walk down a town with just the fucking music playing, see how many people flip out, especially in this little hillbilly shithole. Yeah, there's not enough interactivity to it, and this is, I think we touched on this last week, didn't we, that we were afraid of this. You know, that it'd have a big buzz, and then they wouldn't have an update ready to rumble. So they...
It might still be a little bit early for major updates.
True. I don't know, Glace, other than dancing on a pole, what the hell have you been doing?
On the app?
Yeah, on the app.
I mean, I think I have, like, over 100 questions answered. Kind of got bored with that. Added some friends that added me on Facebook. I mean, I really wanted that baguette suit. So, like, I spent, like, maybe 5 or 6 tickets on that. But, yeah, like, I mean, there's not... Once you do... Like, once you get the clothing you want and, like... answer the questions you feel like answering, then it's, I mean, there's not really much else going on. I wish there was like some sort of other thing with the questions, like maybe there's like a poll question where it's like, oh, so you can see like which, there's like 4 choices and you can see which of your friends like voted for which choice, you know, or just more different variety with the questions rather than just question, answer, question, answer, question, answer.
Yeah, I could have swore, and let me see, I just fucked up the drop, but at least now I know how to do it. Thanks for dropping by. Wow, really? I saw somebody complaining that they couldn't see if they were a mutual Twitter follower or this, that, and the other thing. And I could have swore it told me when I added somebody that they were a mutual follower on Twitter, and it showed their Twitter avatar. And this kind of freaked this person out because they were getting so many friend requests. And I saw this in with a number of people, and I was like, well, if you don't know the fucker, deny the request. Everybody's just trying to get to the 10 fucking friends and on up. That's what's causing this.
Yeah.
My bigger gripe, I mean, for some people I could understand you'd be a little bit worried about weirdos getting in there and you know, doing dumb shit. That always is a worry. Depending on who you are and what you got going on and so forth. It's the wild internet. But my thing is that I can't respond to fucking other people's comments. that's how you be social and interactive. Like when I make a silly answer and then somebody, you know, responds to it.
You can respond.
How the fuck do you answer a comment then?
So on your main screen, the bottom left where it has those questions, right, where it says my answers.
Yeah.
You go to my answers and then it should have all your answers and there's like that little comment, like the number of comments on it.
Right.
And you can click that and then you can comment.
Oh, see, this is where they put it together really badly. Because here's what happens. Here's what shows up and throws me. Okay, there's a little a bar down there, like a Facebook chat or a forum comment bar. You know what I mean, Glaze. You type in that, right, to respond.
Oh, wait, you still haven't found it yet?
No, yeah. I'm looking at one of my questions. The question was, so I don't have to cut so much dinner out of this. Let's get a little more talking in it. What's something funny that happened to you recently? The other night, I slipped on a rubber pork chop right into a crash and burn. Don't ask me why I thought that was funny at the time. I didn't. So Olivia responded, story of my life, and then Pat, good old Pat. I love you, buddy. That's all I'm going to say. I want to know who the asshole is who keeps throwing rubber pork chops all over the ground. And below that, there's a little bar that looks like you could write a response to these comments.
Okay.
Hold on.
I want to know who the asshole is who keeps throwing rubber pork chops all over the ground.
It's great that the app can curse. Like,
I know.
The first time I heard the F word on here, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, Pat's been pushing it pretty good, but I notice he only does it on people who he knows won't care. Which, hello. I don't give a shit. But when I click on that bar, it brings up what I said in an orange box.
Okay, so here at the bottom it says my answers, right? You press my answers?
Yes. Dude,
okay,
I'm in
one of my... Okay, and there's like that little comment thing? Little comment logo?
Yes!
Can you press that?
Yes! I was already there. I was way past that.
Oh, yeah. And then you press the answer right there.
Right. Down, all the way at the bottom, there's a little picture thing, symbol. Okay, so answer me this then. We could have been here 10 minutes ago. Every time I click that, it brings up my already answer, and it makes it seem like it's going to delete that if I fucking touch it.
Well, you're not, but...
Yeah, that's... See...
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, that's just to remind you, like, what you're answering about.
Would have been a lot easier if I had just said it right off the bat. It's not your fault, Glaze. See, but this is a problem. Took a long way to get there. That might be a record for us. That's a problem, though. Because I didn't want to have to fucking go back and think of the stupid answer I'd made or make up a new one. And so I haven't been responding to anybody's comments. Because it seems like that's going to delete it. And that is not a good app implementation. That's where I was going with this.
Okay.
And also... Yeah, I have to agree with the one lovely lady Twitter person I follow that said that you should be able to delete comments from your things. I mean, she was also one of the ones having problems figuring out who was actually people she knew and not, so maybe just not bulk accepting friend requests might be a good idea as well, But I think that's my only, again, it took us, I can't wait to see the audio file on that. It took us way too long to get there because I was being a jackass. But I don't understand why they decided to do it that way. Doesn't that seem ass back? Didn't that throw you for at least a second, Glaze, when you?
Yeah, the first time, and then just did it anyway. And I was like, oh. So, yeah, I mean, it's unnecessary to have that text there. I agree.
Have you run into this, John, or was I the only one befuddled by it?
Well, at first I was pressing the comment box and was trying to get it to, it was showing me other comments, wasn't letting me make my own, and then I realized if you tapped above it, it would work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the I want to call it a hitbox, like in video games. I noticed the touch detection might be a little hair off on the thing. But, I mean, it stayed a topic heavy on my social media all the way through the weekend and on probably until late Monday. And I still see people posting. Was that the same for you on Twitter, John?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. So
it's the number one app on the App Store right now.
iOS.
Yeah.
Let's see what it is on Google Play. Cue noisy keyboard. Yeah, it's just Nintendo. I just am worried that Nintendo's going to go, look, we got so many people to download it. I cannot believe I just typed google.com in there. I'm an idiot. you have Google open. You
get the senior citizen homes ready.
No, I'm trying to type and fucking talk, and it just ain't working. Okay, so apps. Well, it's also autocomplete. It auto-completed to top charts. But anyway, top free. Okay, the top free Android app, it's actually the stupid Facebook Messenger. And you know what? Fuck that thing. Basically, Miitomo is number one on the top free Android apps. So, how the fuck is the Facebook Messenger up? Sometimes I really wonder about these fucking charts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell did I see the other day? It's this kind of game highlight reel, like plays.tv or something like that. I'm messing around with one of its competitors, Forge, which is like forge.gg. YouTube doesn't give a fuck about their streaming service, which is good, because even Forge, which is supposed to be like 10 times easier than any other method to stream on YouTube, broke like 14 times on me. And then, because it kept breaking, well, because I was trying to stream GTA 5, and apparently F8 and GTA is record mode. Well, it also happens to be start streaming in Forge, so it just kept trashing GTA. So, but YouTube was kind enough to put up the, like, 3 broken-ass 15-second streams into my video feed. I give up. If I want to stream, I'll use Twitch. But what makes me laugh, to finish the tangent on charts and all that, is plays.tv, there was posts all over the place. And of course, I doubt either of you gentlemen have even heard of this company and this what they do. We currently have a bigger install base, or we're gathering an install base faster than Instagram and Snapchat. Wow, really? I don't look at... Do you see where I'm going with this, John? Hasn't Instagram and Snapchat pretty much reached its saturation point at this point? That's not a comparison I'd be making when you're a new app or service. Comparing yourself to an app or service that's been out for a lot longer. I don't know. Does anybody here use Snapchat?
I've been playing around with Snapchat, and to be honest, I'm using it more for the funny faces feature it has, when you can scan your face and it'll, you know, put an animation over your own. And because it's fun to mess around with, and Peter gets a big kick out of it.
Is that where I'm seeing all the face switching crap come from?
I think it's part of it, but I think there are dedicated face switching apps. Yeah, Snapchat has it too, but it's it's okay. It's just a bit of silliness.
Do you use Snapchat, Glaze?
Yeah, that's one of those apps that kind of passed me up. I mean, I only use it to send like really lazy pictures to my girlfriend, where it's like, hey, hope you're having a good day, you know, like disposable pictures that I don't want to like waste my space on my phone with, you know, or like maybe I see like a dog or something that is amusing. I don't like random stuff like that, like, hey, look at this dog, you know, like pictures that I would take a picture of and then I never want to see again, you know, like they're not important to me.
Be very happy you did not leave a much longer pause in that when you went, pictures I don't, because if that pause had been a beat more, I would have been there with my pants off fucking or something to that effect.
No, none of that. You don't want to see that.
How do you know? had to do it. fuck, I threw myself. That was not my point.
Jesus, okay.
That's not what I intended to do with that.
I mean, I'm not wearing the baguette suit in real life, Bruce. You know, okay.
No, but he does have a Batman suit.
It's not on my wall anymore, but yes, I
do. Oh, what, did you burn it in a funeral pyre after?
No, I wore it for last Halloween.
Oh. Obviously, now that I know how to get to the claw grabber thing, reading is fundamental, kids. I'll probably play with that a little more, but
no, I wouldn't call it, you know, really super, you know. I guess it's one of those, let's press a button and I hope for the best. It won't keep you engaged for very long unless you are that kind of personality type, maybe. But
well, if I want it bad enough, it'll keep me engaged. That's probably where the microtransactions are going to come in. Is, oh, you've run out of tickets and coins for blah, 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 blah. Now, that's where my... I sometimes swear that real-life gambling has saved me from a lot of microtransactions because, while I probably have a above-average addictive personality... did I say that right? Yeah, addictive personality trait. It's not something that's, like, massively out of control. Like, if I go to Reno or Vegas or the East Coast or wherever, some dive Indian casino... I give myself a limit of how much I'm going to play blackjack or Texas Hold'em, my two favorite gambling pursuits. And once it's gone, it's gone. That's it. I'm done, you know. And I swear to God, microtransactions, I think my brain has kind of just morphed those into the same as gambling. You know, once these coins are gone, well, you're done. You know.
Yeah.
Some other people have some issues with it. But I just kind of, I don't know. Let's wrap it up with this. Do you guys think you'll keep your pattern will continue to be check in once a day, answer silly questions? Glacinator's answering way more questions than I do. I try to answer like two a day, but I've been keeping up with it super well.
I mean, I think I'll stay with it until the space that it's taking up gets annoying.
You mean the space on your phone's storage?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually how all my apps end up dying. Is if I'm just like, oh, there's a new app, but I don't have enough space. What are these apps am I using the least? Okay, this one, bye. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I do that with my computer. How about you, John?
Oh, for me, I don't... I mean, I can see myself losing interest bit by bit. I mean, it's I just have a feeling that it's a game that's probably just not for me. Like it's a fun experiment and to play around and see what it's all about, but I don't think... on the long term, it's something that I'm going to stay on top of.
If they give me more to do, I will stay with like a once a day or once every or a couple times a day. But as it sits right now, I'm kind of in your camp, John. It'll fade.
Yeah, granted. Okay, I mean, that's a fair statement. I mean, if it adds things to keep me coming back, then yeah, I mean, I might. But I mean, if it stays as is, I can see myself. Coming off a little bit slowly.
Yeah. You and I are pretty much right in the same boat. Glacinator probably has more apps overall on his phone than you and I do, possibly combined. So Glacinator's more in the, oh shit, yeah. Running out of hard drive space.
Scribblenauts takes up a lot of space.
I still need to buy a copy of Scribblenauts for one of my mobile or tablet small devices.
I mean, it all works fine on iOS, so I have no complaints.
I think the studio behind that went belly up, if I remember right.
What was that studio? Like Cell 5 or something?
I think they laid off a bunch of folks.
Oh, maybe that was it. Yeah, they didn't close. Oh God, speaking of that, did you hear that there's a small? This isn't even Molyneux. It's just the ghost of Molyneux. There's a now reported to be a small chance that Fable Legends will survive.
Oh, really?
That they didn't close Lionhead. Hey, I got I'm getting the name right now. I still like Lionhead better. But like all the contract workers have been let go. You know, it's just the core salaried people that are there. Go, Glace. Oh, I thought I heard you start to speak.
I think you heard Wanda briefly before I had a chance to mute.
Fair enough. It's quite all right. But I guess we should finally, so we can put it to bed, especially since during its second weekend it fell off a fucking cliff that there is no bottom to. Glacinator. Let's see if your tether's back to normal. It was 10 in a little bit. You went and saw the Super Alien versus Gritty Bad Guy, or Bat Guy, bad guy, fuck a duck, movie, yes?
I did, yes, I saw that, not this past Monday, but the Monday before that.
Give us a rating out of 10 from your perspective. Be as fair as you can. I know you're a big fan of Batman, but...
Okay, taking away my fanboyism, I would give it a 6.5 out of 10.
That's fair. That's fair. The less I didn't like this, so I've got an axe to grind reviews I read online, we're about there. John, as someone who has not seen the movie, and it just went up fucking, like, yard dart nosedive the after opening weekend.
Hmm.
Does this pretty much do in all hope for the DC Comics movies that are still coming? I mean, Warner Brothers is scrambling. They're trying to get shit pushed up and out the door.
Yeah. I mean, one thing it does tell me is that the interest is there, at least on the people, the hardcore people who want to see this stuff, the early adopters who want to see this stuff in that, you know, right away, and who aren't waiting. Like, it might not have legs, but there's definitely at least a core interest in these films. And in the DC Universe films, so it's the kind of thing where I'm not sure. Like, I don't think they've gotten no hope. But I mean, they need to make sure they put out products that have that longevity. That have the legs. I heard that they're filming a bunch of new scenes that's going to make Suicide Squad funnier, and maybe they think that, you know, adding some humor will, you know, and spread that word of mouth around about, you know, if you remember, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy, that movie was very funny. And if someone had asked me what I thought of it, I would have said good action, and it's very entertaining, very, 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 very funny. So, you know, maybe that combination of things, maybe they're realizing maybe we got to lighten up a little bit.
My take on that is it smells like the sky is falling. Panic, you know, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, let's just throw fucking shit at the wall and hope like hell we become Marvel, you know.
Well, I think there's some of that too, but I mean, they have to realize that there's an audience there. They just need to find the right combination.
They
need to do it quick, because they got a lot of money invested in this shit.
Yeah, but my skepticism being, you know, always 11 out of 10 or 12 out of 10, like, you know, and cynicism. The nosedive it took week two tells me that opening weekend and that record that they broke was a lot of Glacinators hoping for the best, and a lot of people going just to see how bad a train wreck it actually was to prove the point that they'd already, you know, just to see if it was really as bad as the reviews said, or to be able to pile on because they'd already thought it was going to be bad. And by the way, as a slight tangent, for those of you who were, like me, thought it was going to be not good to begin with, why are you wasting your money just to make sure you're right? You can't figure that out from reviews. Jesus.
Well, it's like the people who pay money to go to a wrestling show to boo because they're unhappy with it. Not because they're booing the bad guys, but because they're booing the product. But they'll pay hundreds of dollars to go to WrestleMania and do that.
Yeah, that tangent part two, that watching people tweet from live in the crowd to how loud the boos were to people pissed off because they were told, you know, the sound engineer was earning his money on the network was a pretty interesting thing to watch. I don't know why they even bother, because with social media the way it is now, you're going to be, you know, people are going to know. That's the same with how bad a movie is. I mean, you know, honestly, I don't think, as much as it kills me to say this, I don't think Blind Flack and Cavalier really were the problem. It really sounded like lackluster writing that had decent potential that they just never did fuck all with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I mean, I've seen it, so I can say that the acting was not a problem. I mean, everyone did a good job. I mean, Jesse Eisenberg was a little bit miscast, but it wasn't because he was acting bad.
Yeah,
it was just a strange stylistic choice. But the cast was, there was nothing wrong with the cast.
He always struck me more as a Joker type. Put some meat on him, you know what I mean?
If you do go see this movie, you'll come out and say, wow, he would make a really good Riddler.
That's even better, yeah.
Why don't they just do that? So, I mean, in the movie, they do mention that he's not actually Lex. He is Lex Luthor, but he's the son of Lex Luthor, which I think a lot of people glazed over. So, I mean, I'm not sure if they're making him out to be the main Lex Luthor or if this is going to be, like, you know, crazy son Lex Luthor who something weird happens to him. But as an actor, he was fine in it.
Well, I've never been too worried about Batman anyways. I think John's going to love this. I cannot believe that they found somebody to make me love Keaton and who's even fucking just not right for the part worse than Kilmer. But you can yoink Affleck out of that Batman suit and Batman will be fine. I really wish they'd go back to the Dark Knight or more Frank Miller shit and stop this garbage. But
I liked Ben Affleck in it. I thought he was really good. I'm being totally honest here. He was not the problem with the movie. I thought I liked what he did.
I would have to see him in a standalone, but I have a feeling I wouldn't like it. I'm still not a massive fan of Keaton. John's presence and ESPN has kind of made me warm to him to the point that I watched that particular Batman again.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this movie is definitely a more psychologically damaged Batman. I mean, there's a lot of weird dream scenes and, like, you can tell he's still, like, mentally not totally there.
Too old for this shit?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot like, you know, in Dark Knight Returns, you know, he's just like, he's had enough, you know, which I like seeing different versions of Batman. That's why I like Batman, is you have, you know, Adam West Batman, which makes no sense at all, you know, to, you know, getting into more, you know, 80s Batman, more, you know, drug-oriented, you know, and then you get, you know, Dark Knight Batman, and then you have this Batman, you know. Not all Batmans have to be the same, so I like seeing new takes on the character. And this was a very older, like, pissed off, like, there's a great scene, I won't say anything, but, like, he gets really pissed off, and, like, he goes back to the Batcave, and he just, like, is super pissed off, like, rage-oriented, you know, and Batman is usually so calm and collected, it was nice to see him just, like, this character be so pissed off,
okay,
you know?
That's the first thing I've heard, and out of all the reviews, pay attention, reviewers, you freaking cunning stunts. That I could see Affleck pulling off. Because that's been my thing.
That's what he does in this movie. He's mad the entire time.
Well,
basically.
Look, him and Damon wrote a brilliant movie. It's one of my, it's in my top five, maybe not top five, but definitely top ten. And I almost said Saving Private Ryan. And then I almost said A Beautiful Mind. You know the name of the movie I'm thinking of.
Goodwill.
Thank you. Goodwill Hunting. Every other movie was coming to me with that. And he did great with, you know, with the story of, that was Argo, but he's still like a Vince Vaughn. You have to put him in the right setting. That chiseled jaw does nothing for him at this point. You know what I mean? And it ain't so fucking chiseled anymore. And I think my other problem too, and this is probably going to bother Glacinator a little bit, as I'm sorry, but there's the penultimate Batman's already existed. It's Christian fucking Bale. Batshit crazy and all. You know, whether he's yelling at sound and lighting guys, which I would have been too, I'd been in his shoes. He's.
I don't know. I mean, I thought he was pretty suave, though. I mean, he had the whole millionaire thing still going on.
Right, but what I'm saying is Christian Bale is such a balls to the wall, fairly heavily method actor. If he'd been willing to do what Affleck did, I guarantee you he would have done it better. Or been, well, let's not even say better. Let's not be that mean. I won't be that mean for once. I guarantee you, Bale could have pulled off this performance just as well as Affleck did. It just plays into Affleck's strong suit, which is why I say he's like Vince Vaughn. You put Vince Vaughn in a certain role, love watching the guy. You put him in a lead, I want to smash my television set. You know? And so that now makes more sense why people weren't bagging on Affleck.
I mean, all the scenes with him in it, I had no complaints on. I mean, all the fight scenes that orient around Batman. I mean, there's a scene where he's basically taking down some bad guys just as Batman. You know, no Superman stuff going on. And I thought that was really cool. It felt like I was watching like Arkham Asylum, sort of. You know, hiding on the walls and stuff and dropping down and like really physical. You know, like coming through walls and like hitting people in the face. You know, I was like, yeah, I kind of went, ooh, like when I was in the theater, like, this is awesome, you know. But I mean, the major problem with the movie was definitely the writing of it.
Well, that's my other problem too. People are trying to give Cavalier, is that how you say his name? The guy that played,
I have no idea.
The guy that played Superman.
I think it's Caval or Caval.
That dude is a decent actor. It's just Superman has had such a bad run,
yeah,
that just out the fucking door writing would have been needed to save Superman. You know, he's not had the greatest track record at the box office, and so and because of Batman's, I guess, origins, I guess the way they've done the movies over the years, save the one with Mr. Freeze, you know, Batman has a lot more cash in the bank to rely on, or PR goodwill, if you'd like to call it. You know, I don't think the actor that's actually playing Superman. Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, what are you going to do? It sounds like it's the same fucking writers and Zack Snyder again for the Justice League. I mean,
yeah, that.
If you're gonna call The Sky Is Falling by rewriting Suicide Squad, and I actually wanted to see Suicide Squad, and now I'm just convinced that I'm just not going to bother. It rewrites, I don't know, I'll ask you guys, because I know I have a definite feeling that never changes throughout time about this. Do rewrites just absolutely make you write off a movie late in the game, Glace, or are you more willing to give them?
Yeah, I'm not a super big fan of that. I mean, as someone who's like a creative person, I mean that either says, you know, your original idea was bad, or whatever is being thrown on it is not going to, like, if something's bad, it's going to be bad no matter what. I mean, you can't throw polish on at the last minute and make it presentable. I mean, you may be able to make it shine for like 5 minutes, but you know, once that shine goes away, it's still bad.
I look at it as I agree with you on the creative, and I feel the same way. If I'm doing something and it feels bad, it just gets destroyed and start over. You know, obviously I don't have the budgets, deadlines, and all the other things that go with a Hollywood big budget movie. But yeah, anytime you just try and lump more clay onto the object, it just seems to turn into a fucking Wrigley disaster. But I actually liken it more to cooking. You know, once you get past a certain point in cooking an item or cooking a meal, if it's going bad, you're done. There ain't no amount of spices and other things that are going to save it. It's going in a tanker.
Yeah, and it's also a little bit of a, you know, too many cooks in the kitchen, you know. I mean, I assume they're bringing on different people to rewrite this, you know. These writers have no idea where the original people were going off of, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they may get some idea, but it's different people and different tone. You know, it's not the same brain. So which is what I think this movie suffered from, is it felt like there was an original movie, and then they just tacked on all this other stuff, you know, like post-it notes. Like, oh, P.S., we have to meet these qualifications, you know, from the studio to make this, you know, to get this to theaters. And it was really jarring when, like, there were some scenes that felt very obviously like they were done later, you know, and that's, to me, when the movie really suffered. So, I mean, I worry about the same thing for Suicide Squad.
I have something to add to that, especially since I basically know what the movie's about. I spoiled it because I guarantee fucking to you I'll never watch it. But I have a comment to tie into that, but let's get to John first on the thing. John, when rewrites are gone on this late, what is your feeling? You still willing to give movies a chance if you've been following them, or you just write them off like we're talking about?
My brain makes this noise. Because I don't really know what to make of that. And my first inclination is that it's a sign of bad quality. It's a sign of desperation to jump on your pessimistic bandwagon. They're grasping at whatever they can to make a few bucks off this sucker. But Whatever it is, I hope it's not too little, too late. I'll probably still see it because I'm interested. I mean, it's the same reason why I still want to see Batman and Superman, just to see it and see what they do with it, whether it's good or bad. I do want to see what they do with the new Joker and Harley Quinn. That for me, that is the draw, and I'm sure it is the draw for most people. But I mean, it does reek of questionability.
Glaze, I honestly think after having read the reviews, and I will keep this spoiler-free, John, because I thought you might want to still go see it.
I do, thank you.
The core movie, the core story, felt like that was the part A of the movie. And then when we started seeing all these other characters appearing, or you know, being leaked, I even think maybe Luther, definitely Wonder Woman, I think that was a mid-filming panic. Am I right about that? Yeah, that's... And what sucks is the core story they had there, if they had just worked on it harder, probably would have done better. That's really how it feels to me.
Absolutely. And this is when I sort of get into, like, I guess the Marvelization of this type of movie. You know, I mean, there's a point in the movie where, you know, these other characters show up, and it just felt so unnecessary to the main plot, tacked on, you know, P.S., by the way, this is also going on, like, you know, which I think works in Marvel movies because, you know, they can be pretty campy and it's fun to have, you know, like this cast of characters, you know, like collectibles. Oh, here comes this person, here comes this person. Oh, look, they're all on the screen at the same time. You know, this is awesome. But I mean, when in Batman Superman, when they're trying to build up this very serious story and, like, you know, sort of hopelessness of it, and all of a sudden, oh, da-da-da, here comes, you know, Wonder Woman, here comes, da-da-da-da-da, you know, just like this. This is a totally different tone than the rest of the movie, which was super duper serious. And then we have all the, like, this, you know, like, here come Avengers 2.0. It's like, I don't know. I mean, they did. I feel like the studios did that because of how well Marvel is doing, and that is what made the movie so bad. if that stuff had not been in there, I feel like the movie would have been way better. It would have been way more focused. It would have been a shorter movie and got the point across better without getting muddled by trying to do too many things. And by trying to Marvelize it, it just got turned into a mess.
See, I think that's what they're trying to do with Suicide Squad. I think they double panicked when this movie didn't do well, so that now they're trying to do it more. But here's the funny thing. That actually may work for Suicide Squad. Given the cast of characters in Suicide Squad, yes, their premise is pretty dark and serious, but given the cast of characters that are in that, clusterfuck might work. Does that make sense, John? That, you know, the all over the place might work for Suicide Squad in ways that would never work for superheroes like Batman and Superman?
Yeah, I think there's more room in Suicide Squad by virtue of just having more characters to have little moments. So I'm assuming whatever comedy there is, it won't be anything plot related. It'll be, you know, two characters off to the side saying something funny or something silly happens to somebody over there, like, or, you know, one person or two people on camera in the same scene, but like just an added on little bit. I don't think there's going to be any major stuff. Like on Guardians, when Drax would say something, take something way too literal, you know, and it was silly, nothing to do with the story or plot line, but it was a funny little bit. That's what I think they'll add, which is, again, I think there's more room for it in Suicide Squad with they don't have to have one person be funny all the way through. Like, how do you make Batman that funny? But at least they can take, you know, somebody in there.
Well,
I'm sure Killer Croc is a real comedian.
Now I want to see. Thanks for putting that in my head. Now I want to see it. I will say that the Suicide Squad and all this Batman, I do. I want to see Killer Croc down at the Chucklehead. They kind of like, they lightened him up for the cartoon show a little bit.
Make him talk like Jerry Seinfeld or something.
Oh God, God!
I need to get some low.
An animal? No, not Jerry. An animal or an animated Killer Croc. At the comedy store, voiced by the guy that played George from Seinfeld. That's what I want to see. By the way,
Gilbert Gottfried should voice Killer Croc.
Huh?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, the Affleck didn't. Wait, I think he's. I heard he had some health issues. I don't think he's dead.
Who's that?
Gilbert Gottfried. He's the guy that did that.
He's not dead. No.
Affleck.
No,
yeah, but he's had some health issues because they changed the Affleck. Fuck. Affleck Duck.
I thought it was because he like cursed people out.
That was supposed to happen, then quietly went away. But then I remember hearing something else. Ah, don't fucking matter. I did want to bring up something to you guys and to obviously to the audience. I don't know if it's going to be for everybody, and it's not the greatest movie. But after watching trailers, believe it or not, I was sniffing around on about Suicide Squad, and I guess it's Margot. I don't know. The gal that's playing Harley Quinn, Margot.
Margot.
Is it okay? Robbie. Yeah, she's got a real French name. She's fucking an Aussie. She was in a film that I don't think got wide release, but I'm really curious about it. Stars her and Chris Pine. It's Z for Zachariah. And it's about basically the end of the world, but Glaze, you should definitely go check it out. I don't know where you can get it. I guess maybe it looks like Amazon.
Okay.
But I just, at least go into IMDb and watch the trailer. I saw that she was in it, and I went, "Oh, what the fuck is that?" I don't know. The trailer kind of hooked me a little bit. I'm gonna have to track down. It was at Sundance. It only got like a 69 on Metacritic, but that's fucking Metacritic. You don't want to know what Batman versus Superman got on Metacritic. It wasn't good. I feel bad to a point for Warner. It's hard to, given that they are almost replacing Microsoft and Ubisoft for tying their shoelaces together and falling out of a 28-story building. And DC tied in with that. But I just, until they stop worrying about Marvel, until they stop changing things last minute, worrying about what the fucking internet says, I just don't think we're going to get a good movie out of them. We may never get a good movie out of them. And it's kind of horrible, yeah, because there's some really good character, fascinating characters in the DC universe.
And all this, like, downvote brigading, you know, on Rotten Tomatoes and all this stuff is not helping, you know, like.
Yeah, but I think.
I mean, the theater, I mean, the studios go, oh, well, I guess they really, you know, hated it. Like,
well, yeah,
you gotta put more Marvel stuff, oriented stuff in it, like, more rewrites, like. That's what's making it bad.
Yeah, that's the problem. Nobody on the internet's paying fuck all attention to Rotten Tomatoes, but the studio is. It's just like the game company is paying attention to Metacritic.
Exactly.
You know? What the fuck? I was watching a best of list of like the top 10 cult hit games, and I forget what the fuck game it was, but it sold like 1.5 million copies and was, oh, it was Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning. It sold 1.5 million copies initially. And it was considered a failure because it needed to sell like 7 million to reap a profit. And I thought, no, it's not a failure. And granted, full disclosure, I love that game. It's not a failure because it sold 1.5 million copies. It's a failure because you couldn't fucking make it any cheaper than you did, assholes. You know? I mean, I'm glad to see it on a cult hit top 10 list because then maybe more people will play it. It's a great RPG, but you got to define failure a little better, people. I get it. We live in a broad brush sound bit. Not sound bite. I've changed it. Sound bit. See, nobody has any attention span anymore for a bite. So we're back to bit. If any nerd gets that joke, I'll be so happy. You know, but Fuck. 1.5 million in it. I mean, we've talked about that before and with other things, and it's just like, Jesus fucking Christ. You know, and I just, yeah. So you, even after this talk, you're still planning to go see it, John?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Wanda even has a wanting to go see it as well, you know. So, yeah, I'll check it out. It's also a night out.
Well, I was just going to say, get a babysitter night out for mom and dad. Yeah, I could see that. I see where you're coming from there. Well done and fair play. But Suicide Squad still intrigues me enough because I'm rooting for Jared Leto to prove the assholes wrong is what I'm rooting for. And we don't need to go down the road how I've done nothing but troll people for a decade about how I still prefer Nicholson. Well, it's a troll, but it's an honest one that I still prefer Nicholson over fucking Ledger. Oops, I mean Ledger. I do, but that's the thing. That's when I knew the internet was probably starting to not become become not for me. It's just like, my personal opinion is wrong. Fuck you. It's pretty much my response. Ledger did a great job. I still prefer Nicholson. It doesn't connotate or indicate what I thought of Ledger. I just liked Nicholson better. He had more lines that were more personally iconic to me than Ledger was. Whereas somebody like Glace, it's going to be Ledger, you know, because what were you, a toddler when the one with Nicholson, if you were alive?
When was that one?
I don't know. I don't remember. Sometime in the 90s.
It was before 92, yeah, I was not around yet.
I don't think it wasn't before 92. You were not old enough to have seen it, I guarantee, when it was out, I guarantee you that. But everybody...
Oh, no, I know that.
But everybody, I see, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but the Horde is like writing off Leto because of a few leaked screenshots. Speaking of, everybody needs to go to the J.J. Abrams school of leaking shit. You know, because again, Warner Brothers and DC don't seem to understand how to do it correctly. I suppose you guys saw the trailer for fucking Disney. It's just hook, line, and stinker, boys. They have got a fucking goldmine with that. By the way, I didn't know a teaser trailer was 2 fucking minutes long.
Minutes long. Yeah, I laugh at that.
You know, believe me, as much as the nerds were partying in the streets and then screaming at the man babies mad at the fact that a woman's a lead character. Oh, by the way, I also learned today, apparently, Dorothy of the Wizard of Oz and, Alice of Alice in Wonderland are bad role models for young girls because they're junkies. I give up. Anybody under the age of like 28 is just rapidly trashing anything that wasn't around when they were before they were born in favor of other things. I saw somebody make that argument. Oh, I'd much rather have my daughter look up to a rebel than a junkie and a fetishist. The fetishist he was talking about, the dipshit from fucking... the sparkly vampires fucking movies. There's so many more reasons to hate that fucking movie than fetishes. Its existence is a good start. But I just kind of chuckle because it's like, yeah, being a rebel and killing lots of people, which she probably will. Yeah, that's a good fucking role model. It's the fucking blaster-wielding sociopath. I don't know. But I take it, you guys, I have not watched it. I don't care. I just can't care anymore. You're going to inundate me with... I just wonder, actually, on the fly question that might actually be decent for once. John, I'll ask you first. Are they going to saturate this to the point where nobody gives a flying fuck about episode 9?
Oh, it's a tough question.
It's a possibility, though, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if they don't keep the quality up, then maybe, yeah. But I mean, I will say I watched the trailer. It looks pretty good. It looks so good that I find that it looks a lot like it came right out of Force Awakens, like the style, the shots. I mean,
yeah, it feels like Force Awakens like 1.5.
Oh, yeah, even though it happens way before it.
The box office told them play it safe and make it like the original. Just rip off the original trilogy, bank baby. That's what they're gonna do. Which is fine. I'm going to go see it. But if you're not going to tell me a fuck all about the story outside of the lead character, which I'm totally awesome. It's going to be a female lead. Perfect. Works for me. If you're not going to tell me anything about the story, I'm not watching a fucking trailer. It's fucking Star Wars. You know, I'm not the type of nerd that's going to fucking ruin a monitor with body fluids over fucking AT-ATs. I've seen them before. Yeah, they look a lot crisper. But I've seen them before.
This time there's palm trees behind them.
Great, so watch they're out. Invading Grenada. This fucking country. Hasn't it been abused enough by the U.S.?
Well, Bruce, it's a different environment.
Yeah,
it's all new.
I get why the nerds are keeping the monitor companies in business. I get it, but and the tissue companies, but... it's just, if you're not going to tell me more about the story, I mean, you're not even making a teaser trailer. For fuck's sake, how much of this movie you're going to give away? But I almost lost my fucking shit because I'm like, what? A Star Wars Episode 8 teaser trailer? Because I was not fully awake when it started trending and all that garbage. Are you? I was fucking like baby furious for about 10 seconds. The lid went back on the volcano though when I realized it was the standalone. I was gonna come unglued if it was the Star Wars, if it was Episode 8. And 2 minutes at that. Could you imagine that if that had been an Episode 8 teaser?
Mm-hmm.
We could watch the whole movie before it ever hits theaters. 2 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, back to whatever.
I mean, is that not what we did with the first one? I mean...
Kinda. Well, you might have, but I sure as fuck didn't. I gave up after the first one. I might have watched one or two more for the show, but I sure as fuck didn't watch the Japanese extra widescreen and Yiddish ones that everybody was fucking going bonkers about. I almost said Sanskrit there, but Yiddish is still used, sort of. Glaze, do you think it could be oversaturated? Saturated to the point where nobody gives a fuck about Episode 9?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I like most about these Star Wars movies is that my girlfriend is really excited for them. And I like seeing movies with her, you know, sci-fi oriented movies. So, I mean, I think once it gets to the point where fans like her are just like, aren't that super interested anymore, then I think that's it. You know, that's the line right there.
Yeah, actually, that might have been a good... Oh, hey, here's a pretty cool image of Rogue One for Dummies with a timeline. That's actually kind of handy because I had to think about it for a second. I figured out what it was, but there's some people that probably haven't a fucking clue. Yeah, see, that's an excellent point to bring up because it's really never going to be the hardcore nerds. I couldn't believe some of the apeshit silliness I was seeing. Which, fair enough, if they're having a good time, they're not hurting me, but it's like, calm the fuck down. It's 2 minutes. What are you gonna... I don't want to be in the theater with these people. They scare me. but anyway.
No, when I went to go see Batman, I saw it on Monday at 11:30 by myself. It was amazing. No one there. It was just me and IMAX. It was very nice.
What, Batman or the trailer?
Batman.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the best watching a movie with nobody there.
Yeah, I agree. I usually go to the theater when there's people in it, but if I get an opportunity to go when it's nobody there, that's kind of a nice thing, no doubt. But yeah, I don't think it's the hardcore that Gleisner again brought up a good point that I don't think it's the hardcore you have to worry about oversaturating. It's the people like Gleisner's girlfriend who like sci-fi stuff, but you feed them too much of it, eventually they're just going to go, I don't care anymore.
Yep. I mean, I think they're trying to hit the point right now where they're trying to make it like a tradition every holiday season. Like, you get the family together, you know, you go see the Star Wars movie, that's up the movies, you know.
Yeah, that's... I worry about the COD effect. Call of Duty, for those of you that haven't heard me say COD 57 billion times. And if they do that, they're just... They're going to eventually ruin the franchise in ways Lucas couldn't even come close to. I'm seeing things now where, like, there are hipster nerds, I guess, are just trying to get love me cred, are pointing out ways that the prequels were racist beyond Jar Jar. That it's just, like, the stretches they have to make, it's almost conspiracy theory level shit. And it's just, like, yet you're willing to fucking get anything Disney shovels at you. And applaud fucking out of your minds. And all that's going to do is make them keep shoveling it until they just absolutely just ruin the franchise. I'm interested in Rogue One because of when it takes place.
Yeah.
That's about it. They're going to have some kind of hook like that with these other standalones. Honestly, I'm not super interested in a Han Solo origin story. I think I can figure that one out. And I think it's been done before. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You get the right.
I mean, it's just going to be sci-fi Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Well, no, there's going to be another fucking Indiana Jones.
But not sci-fi Indiana Jones.
He's right.
Indiana Jones versus Han Solo?
Crossover.
God, that would be a train wreck, but I'd pay to see
it. Watch it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I don't know. Harrison Ford won't let it happen.
The aliens from Indiana Jones 4 are going to come back. They're going to pick up old Indiana Jones, and they're going to bring him to Star Wars land. Through some time portal.
What blows my mind about
Indiana Jones is young old Indiana Jones is as Harrison Ford with whoever's playing the new in Han Solo. This is confusing me just trying to say this.
What actually I understood it. What's funny to me is if this next Indiana Jones sucked, because everybody except me, because I thought it was a good popcorn flick. It wasn't great, but it wasn't. It shouldn't have been in the Indiana Jones library, but under, like, I don't know. If it had been called Uncharted 5, it would have been an okay popcorn flick. The Crystal Skull is what I'm talking about. But I can't wait, if this Indiana Jones movie sucks, to see people try and tie it back to George Lucas somehow. Although that's Spielberg's baby. I think Lucas actually did have a little bit to do with the first couple, but maybe like producing or something like that. But at best. But what strikes me as funny is Ford never loved the Han Solo character, yet he has no problem with whoring out Indiana Jones until it's nothing left but a hoof. And I honestly don't see much difference between the character types. I really, you know, a little bit.
I think he likes more historical stuff, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
You know, like based on Earth, you know?
Yeah, there is the whole sci-fi angle. I gotta say that old Luke's doing, he disappeared for quite a long time, but he's pretty savvy at navigating this new, brave new internet world.
Oh yeah, you guys heard about the Killing Joke movie coming out?
That I do want to see. That is probably my favorite, should we call it, state, region, portion of the Batman universe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're getting Mark Hamill back to do the Joker. Kevin Conroy's back to do Batman.
Yeah, I do.
You know, they got their original Batgirl back, you know.
Do you guys, because I think that's going to be, you're not going to take children to it, would be my guess.
I mean, it's a movie, like DVD.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know, but you know what I meant.
No, I would not watch that with any young person.
Well, I don't know if you can find it anymore, and it's been... It was back when I was still hanging around the Destructoid forum, so it's been a long time ago. They made a super adult, not sexual, get your minds out of the gutter, like, not for kids G.I. Joe series. Like, characters you know and love, well, maybe not Glacinator, died in it. I won't spoil who. It was nobody I wanted to see get their face smushed into the ground that annoyed the shit out of me when I was a kid, unfortunately. But, and it worked really well. And so I could very easily see that with an animated Batman. Now, just set aside the fact that most of the movies have been pretty gritty and non-kid-friendly. So I think this could work extremely well, and I will be watching it as soon as it gets into a format that my lazy ass is willing to put up with.
Did you see the trailer for Lego Batman?
No, I have not. I've heard...
Oh, it looks great.
I've heard rumblings that they've actually tweaked the game a little bit to where, like, even the gaming critics kind of like it, or kind of...
The movie?
Oh, no. Oh, you mean movie. Well, there's a game.
Yeah, Lego Batman movie.
Yeah, there's a movie. I think there's a Lego Batman versus Superman coming out game. And it sounded like some of the early previews, some of the critics that would normally have shat all over it liked it. Maybe there's blood mixed in with the Lego pieces this time.
Little red one by ones.
That would be awesome. And you could still explain it away if you have a child, if you have a kid that's trying to play it. Okay, I think we beat Batman and all assorted DC things to death. You know what I realized, guys? You remember we talked about briefly on a show that I actually made it to the interwebs, the Sony PS4K... Or the PS4.5, as some people have rightfully called it. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the more rumors I see, or clever leaks, because I just have got to say, Sony's marketing department is run by demons, but they're fucking geniuses. Sony, I'm starting to realize, cleverly is calling this thing PS4K, but there is a ginormous chance that the motherfucker ain't gonna run 4K resolution. And so... They have once again fucking hoodwinked the horde into thinking that...
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, it's the speculation I trust is saying that this PS4K It's mm-hmm. just a naming scheme.
That it won't actually output 4K?
Yep.
So why would they even do it?
Because they're fucking Sony, and they've already got people to buy into it. Because
they want to sell VR to somebody who will buy it.
Uh-huh. It's going to be more powerful. It might run close to 4K.
But not actual 4K.
Right. And what I think that, again, their marketing department is run by fucking people who sold their soul to the devil 4 or 5 times a piece. But they are geniuses. Because you think about it. They've had, you keep up, John, with the Sony news probably a little more than Gleason, possibly even me. They've had a lot of problems getting every game to run at 1080p 60 frames a second, like they were claiming it was going to be able to at E3 when this whole schmozzle kicked off last time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think they're concerned about that again, but they need more horsepower under the hood because they realize that the FAP helmet VR might not do so well in the original. So, there's still possibility. It's all speculation, but there's still possibility it will run 4K resolution. Fuck, there's a lot of PC. You know, if you see a YouTube video, pro tip, actually sneaky pro tip. If you see a YouTube video that says it's running in 4K resolution, there's a high possibility it's just been up-resed via rendering. Because there's not a lot of rigs yet that can run 4K natively really well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how that works. I'm sure, Glacinator, you've upscaled a thing or two to save yourself some time. Have you not?
On what?
Like modeling, you know. Maybe it doesn't work the same way modeling it does in videos. But you can render things in settings that...
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a process, but yeah.
Yeah, but... So, I mean, not everything's always what it seems. You can fuck it up. You can go too far. And mess it up. But it's just, I wouldn't call it a tinfoil helmet level conspiracy, but it's definitely something to think about. Because once I started reading more and more that there was a decent possibility that this 4.5 won't run 4K natively or on every game, you know, the slow leaks, the backwalk things. But again, John expressed a little bit of shock, but are you genuinely surprised by that maneuver from Sony, given their track record, John?
No.
Yeah, you're not, Glaze. How about you, John?
Am I surprised?
Yeah.
Well, especially, I would be if they actually call it the PS4K, and then it doesn't do 4K. You know? I mean, I'll buy a Big Mac that only has one patty. It doesn't make any sense. But I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to try to cheat their way out of it.
Yeah, you know? But you know what? It's like Leicester was talking about with his girlfriend in sci-fi movies. If they can keep the nerd rage, you know, the hardcore gamer rage down to tolerable levels and bilk a few suckers in the process, I would not put it past them.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine what would the response would be if I put my 4K game into my PS4K and up in the corner of my television, it didn't, you know, right now, if I, depending on what game I play, it'll tell me what resolution I'm playing in.
Oh, right.
If that doesn't pop up 4K, I'd be pretty pissed off.
Well, you know, you gotta remember, I talk to a couple on a weekly basis. I talked to one today who is just absolutely batshit deep into the fanboy pool for Star Citizen, this MMO, I'm not going into it. And he refuses to stop talking to me about it. I've told him 100 times, I don't care about the game. When it's out and launched, I might play it, but till then, fuck off. And finally, I finally had to just put my foot down with him today. But he's the type of gamer that believes everything Kotaku tells him. Or believes everything that did pick your bottom of the barrel. He buys into developer, developer speak. You know, like he told me, oh, you should only go to CIG, the developer of Star Citizen, for your news. Yeah, we all three know the last place you go to for news that with 100% honesty is the fucking developers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this guy. And I'm not saying what he does is ruining gaming, but you have to take into account that a lot of these people exist. they exist in everyday life too. They're the kind that watch either CNBC if they're or MSNBC if they're super liberal, or Fox News if they're super conservative, and believe all the bullshit those fuckheads are putting out. But you just have to take into account that exists when you're and marketing departments for sure know it. Again, there's a high possibility that this could be wrong, but it was just something I thought of because I thought PS4K, but not at 4K, or one or two games run at 4K. I've actually seen gaming footage. I got the opportunity to see gaming footage that was filmed in, that was basically recorded in true 4K on a true 4K screen. I'm out. I'm done. I'll stay with 1080p. Thank you very much. I just, I'm too fucking old. Now, Glacinator doing models and stuff of that nature, I could see them looking pretty, you know, individual parts and pieces looking really damn, or static shots looking really damn cool in that resolution, which I think is like, what the fuck is it? On a computer monitor, it's like 2500 something something by something something. I forget the fucking numbers now. But it's pretty damn massive as far as difference between 1920 by 1080. Of course, some people don't even have monitors. I used to use that monitor, John, that's stuck to 1440.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah. And 1440 is fine. When I'm in a big hurry, I render some videos that are 1080 by 1440. Or, excuse me, 1920 by something like that. I forget the exact setting. But those are the kind I don't really give a fuck about the footage. I'm more worried about what I'm talking about. But yeah, so keep your eye on Sony. This year's E3 could be really hilarious for, because people are starting to, actually, let me ask you before I go into my ramble and then we'll get the hell out of here. Glace, have you noticed in the circles you travel in that some people are starting not to buy into everything Sony is saying, actually bringing up their history with peripherals?
You kind of broke up there.
Oh, sorry. Are in the circles you travel in, are you starting to notice that not everybody is buying into what Sony is selling lately?
I don't know anyone that owns Sony stuff, really.
Yeah.
You know, out of my local friend groups.
Yeah,
so.
You and Pat. Well, I just meant the internet, too. But how about you, John? Have you noticed that trend on social media that some people are starting to question their track?
Maybe a little bit. I know certainly within my own mind, you know, the external devices that they're trying to sell, you know, we talked about the 3D TV and wanting everybody to jump on board to other things that they're selling. I'm not sure if I'd be buying. I will say that I haven't seen anybody profess that they were going to buy a 4K television to play a PS4K. It hasn't come across my feed that people are chomping at the bit for this stuff. So that kind of makes me a little worrisome for them as well.
Well, and I...
The lack of it, I mean.
I admit that I obviously have my social media and internet set up to follow people who do a lot of talking about video games. And I just see more people bringing up the fact that their track record with certain things isn't very good. And not just that blind... oh my God, I love Sony confidence that we saw coming out of E3. And I'm not saying that as a ha 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 ha. No, it worries me a little bit because Sony, I think, internally, in a similar way to Nintendo, thinks that it's got the world right where it wants it. And that tends to go away really quickly if you're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. And I would rather that Sony's a healthy company. Once again, as I've stated 1,000 times before, 3 healthy competitors in the game is far better than one of them getting all the Skittles in the console bag, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, as a PC gamer, I don't worry about it too much, but, you know, I may dip my toe back into the console waters. It's still yet to be determined. I'm sure it's fucking gonna wait and see what this next Sony box is before I bother. Told Agent K that this morning. Because the little dingus bought ESO, the Elder Scrolls MMO, with a bunch of friends on PS4. And he's like, oh, I think there's cross-platform play. I said, no, there's not. He goes, you sure? I said, well, let me look it up. Yep. And of course, the first two threads were people on Reddit going, oh, it wouldn't be fair if people with a mouse and keyboard were playing in PvP versus people with a controller. Ah, fuck. The fact that I'm ugly is not fair either, but I deal with it. Jesus Christ, get over yourselves. For fuck's sake. Well, update. We are still recording. Fine folks listening at home. The file is about the appropriate size. By the way, for those of you that like the inside baseball, as John calls it, or pull back the curtain a little more, a typical Wonder Pod is about 90 to 110 megabyte file. And it's right about there now. So if you guys are good, I'm good. Let's get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Glace.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
I was going to make a mute joke, but I decided not to. Okay, so if you'd like to get in touch with us, we have a ton of ways you can do that. First off, we have a Facebook. It's Wonder Pod Online. All one word, WonderPod Online. Unless you're an obvious bot, we accept all friend requests. We have a Twitter account. It's at WonderPod Online. All one word, at WonderPod Online. We have a website. It's WonderPodOnline.com. WonderPodOnline.com. There, I post the podcast and the occasional silly YouTube video. But the cool thing about the podcast is when I post it there, I post it with an embedded player. And that means you can listen to it on a browser if you so desire. If you want to download it, and found this some other way, we are on iTunes and archive.org. Either one, just search WonderPod. One note on archive.org, our entire catalog, which is actually over 300 shows with everything we've done at this point, is on archive. Sometimes some people, iTunes doesn't cut it off. Other people, it does. I don't. Apple makes no fucking sense. We have YouTube channels. Gleisner has a YouTube channel. WonderPod Online has a YouTube channel. Some older videos archived there. The What Chris Does YouTube channel, our good buddy, and our other good friend, Olivia. Olivia made this YouTube channel, my stupid YouTube channel. If you don't know who I am by now, well, you're not missing much. We got an email address. It's wonderpod@wonderpodonline.com. Wonderpod@wonderpodonline.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter. I changed my avatar for the first time since I think I joined Twitter. Oh, it's at @ORIGIM. Or you can follow John on Twitter.
At John Keogh, JONKEHOE. And I think that I updated my Twitter avatar recently as well for the first time in ever. I used to have the Game Boy in front of my face. Now I'm there with Peter, so...
We need to do that as a topic one of these weeks about how that throws people. Until episode 293. I'm out of here. See you, people.
Cheers.
Goodbye.